This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
In the quest for greener, cleaner energy, nuclear power is making a bit of a comeback. In Georgia, construction is underway on the first new nuclear plant to be ordered in the U.S. in three decades. And many people are talking about including more nukes in America's energy mix, including President Obama. In many ways, it makes sense. It's clean power that doesn't belch carbon into the atmosphere like coal. But there is a problem, and it's as old as the nuclear industry itself. What to do with the waste? We were reminded of that again this week when the attorneys general of New York, Connecticut, and Vermont sued the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, about this very issue. And joining us now from the studios of Vermont Public Radio in Colchester is Bill Sorrell. He's the Attorney General of Vermont. And Mr. Attorney General, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for asking me. Happy to be here.
Good. Well, I just want to give a tiny bit of background for our listeners. Last December, the NRC issued an opinion that said nuclear waste can be safely stored at nuclear plants across the country, including at Vermont Yankee in your state, for 60 years after the plant shuts down. You filed suit against the NRC over this. Why?
What we've said is that they really had to do more homework and give greater consideration to the potential environmental safety impacts of long-term storage of spent nuclear fuels. And plants should be looked at on a case-by-case basis.
Is there a concern that this stuff will begin to leak out and into the groundwater and that kind of stuff?
Well, this is all about supposed temporary storage of spent nuclear waste. And when you're talking about 60 years beyond the active life of a nuclear power plant, and with some of the aging nuclear power plants, particularly in the northeastern United States, coming up for relicensing for another 30 years, we could be looking at 90 years plus or several generations of so-called temporary storage of spent nuclear fuels. Hmm. And we're concerned that if we allow this kind of rule to go into effect, sort of one size fits all for all nuclear power sites, then we're taking the pressure off the federal government, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and the nuclear power industry to come up with permanent solutions to storage of spent nuclear fuels.
Now, we did ask the NRC to talk about this to us today, and a spokesman, David McIntyre, told me that because this involves pending litigation, he didn't want to come on the air and debate with an attorney general. But he did say this, more or less, that the NRC's rule about storing waste has solid legal footing. He also said that we've been storing waste this way since 1985 with no problems. Is he right about that?
Well, if he was right about that, we wouldn't have filed suit. we think they're wrong, and we'll see. I mean, it's a fair fight, and we're not into just filing frivolous lawsuits.
Sure. And what's the remedy? The remedy would be that they would have to require environmental impact statements on a case-by-case basis. Is that correct?
That's the remedy we're looking for, that it's not a one-size-fits-all. If you've got a nuclear power plant, no matter where it's located, that it's okay to store spent fuels there for 60 or more years, that you really want to look at it on a case-by-case, plant-by-plant basis. Mm. And that's the environmentally prudent thing to do.
Now, the backdrop here is that we still don't have a national policy and one place to ship all this stuff. There was a plan that was going on for years to send it out to Yucca Mountain in Nevada, but Nevada didn't like that idea. Now that has stalled. So it seems like we're back to square one with this. And I guess my question to you, isn't this a case of sort of not in my backyard? I mean, absent a national nuclear dump, shouldn't Vermont or any other state for that matter keep this stuff where it is?
It's not so much not in my backyard as find a safe backyard. And that if we allow long term that approaches permanent, I mean, my kids' kids are going to be around Vermont Yankee if they're storing spent nuclear fuels there in 60 years or more, and my great-great-grandchildren are going to be here 90 years or whatever. If we increase the number of nuclear power plants in this country, and consequently we increase the volume, the amount of spent nuclear fuels, and we don't have in place permanent solution for the storage of what everybody acknowledges are very, very dangerous hazards for the environment, that we're being irresponsible and putting off, saying, hey, no greenhouse gas emissions, so they're clean, this and that. But I think the responsible thing for generations to come and for the health of our environment is to come up with permanent solutions now so we really can make informed policy decisions about what power sources make the most sense, not only for now, but for the long-term future of this country.
Well, interesting. This issue, I guess, like nuclear waste itself, is the issue that just won't go away. But I'm very grateful.
Nuclear waste isn't going to go away,
right.
So we better come up with a solution.
All right. Bill Sorrell is the Attorney General of Vermont. He, along with the Attorneys General from New York and Connecticut, filed suit this week against the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Thanks for coming in, Bill Sorrell. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.